KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, we have a partly cloudy sky, 9 degrees below zero. Wind chill advisories in effect for Cass and most area counties until 9 a.m. We look for a possibility of scattered flurries or isolated snow showers this morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy and a high of 8 above. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Creston Police Department reports two people were arrested on drug charges Friday. 36-year-old Clay Pettit of Creston was arrested following a traffic stop at around 11:50 p.m. He was charged with driving while suspended and possession of drug paraphernalia. Pettit entered a guilty plea when seen by the magistrate and was later released from the Union County Jail after serving his sentence. And 41-year-old Bobby Joe Wilson of Creston was arrested a little after 3 p.m. Friday for possession of a controlled substance, third or subsequent offense, possession of paraphernalia, and child endangerment. Wilson was later released from the Adams County Jail on a $7,300 bond. Saturday morning, 22-year-old Wesley Oliphant of Lenox was arrested in Creston on a Union County warrant for conspiracy to commit a forcible felony. Oliphant was being held in the Union County Jail on a $10,000 bond. Saturday afternoon, 35-year-old Ashley Reapy of Afton was arrested in Creston for theft in the fifth degree. She was cited and released from the scene on a promise to appear in court. And 35-year-old Carmen Watson of Greenfield was arrested in Creston Sunday afternoon for theft in the fifth degree. Watson was cited and released from the scene also on a promise to appear in court. Creston police said also that a woman residing in the 400 block of South Walnut Street reported Saturday night that sometime between January 4th and the 18th, someone broke into her home and stole cash, a laptop computer, an Amazon Echo, and an Amazon Dot. Entry was made to the home by breaking a window. The damage and loss estimate was around $800. The Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department's Board of Directors will meet in a regular session this evening at 5:15 in the City Council's chambers at City Hall in Atlantic. Some of the action items and or new business includes discussion with regard to tree removal at Sunnyside Park, the closing of roads in the Sunnyside Park, and as previously mentioned, the gates have closed on January 10th. Also, an ice skating rink update, an update on the community gardens. There will be bikes for recreation, more information on that. Information on controlled burns and ice fishing. And in his report to the board, Parks and Rec Director Bryant Rasmussen is expected to talk about a recreation shed that's being built, some grants he's applied for, new recreation items added to the shop, snow removal efforts, and spring projects that are underway, along with an update on previously announced the New Year's Challenge. Well, several meetings are set to kick off the week around the listing area, from boards of supervisors to school board sessions. The Adair County Board of Supervisors will meet at 9 o'clock this morning in their boardroom of the courthouse in Greenfield. On their agenda are fiscal year 2021 budget requests from Sheriff Jeff Vandewater and Auditor Mandy Berg, followed by a budget work session. Cass County Board of Supervisors will meet today at 1:30 in their boardroom at the courthouse in Atlantic. On their agenda is the interview during a closed session of an applicant for the county engineer's position, followed by a report from the Cass County Attorney and amendment of the 2020 five-year secondary roads program, along with other budgetary considerations. The Griswold School Board meets at 5:30 this evening in the conference room of the high school, and they will consider approval of a retirement compensation package for non-certified employees, conduct a facilities inspection walkthrough, and possibly hold a closed session for strategy negotiations. The Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton School Board meets this evening at 6 o'clock in the conference room at the Elkhorn Building. Discussion and or action items on their agenda include those pertaining to a sharing agreement, setting the time and date for the 2021 calendar hearing, and personnel hires, transfers, and related matters. The CAM School Board meeting gets underway at 6:30 in the CAM High School Superintendent's office. The board there will continue discussions with regard to a facility assessment with Boyd Jones and Allie Pointer Machietto. And the Audubon School Board meeting gets underway tonight at 7 o'clock at the high school boardroom. Their action items include setting the date and time for the March 3rd meeting, possible action on a wrestling room RTUs, and approving a contract with DeNovo for construction management services with regard to high school improvements. Also approving a contract with Studio Melee for architect services, approval of changes to the shared superintendent's position with two school districts, and personnel matters. Discussion at the Audubon School Board meeting will also be held with regard to possible calendar options for the 2019-2020 current school year. Well, presidential candidate Tom Steyer will be back in Western Iowa for a quick trip on January 21st before coming back to Iowa full-time just before the caucuses. Steyer's campaign says the billionaire from California will be using his time to energize supporters and encourage Iowans to join the movement that's going to prioritize climate and beat Donald Trump. His schedule for Tuesday includes a meet and greet in Council Bluffs from 10 until 11:30 a.m., an event in Pacific Junction dealing with flood damage and climate change from noon until 12:45 p.m. on Tuesday, and finally a stop in Atlantic at the Farmer's Walnut Street Diner from 2:30 until 4 p.m. Reservations to attend the Steyer events can be made through the campaign's website. Elsewhere in state news, the largest labor union in Iowa hosted four of the Democratic presidential candidates this past weekend. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar was first to speak Saturday at the Iowa State Education Association event.
To have strong public schools, you must have a strong ISEA. And that is exactly what you are.
Republicans changed Iowa's collective bargaining law in 2017. Public employee unions like the ISEA now must hold recertification votes on whether a union can keep representing workers before every round of contract talks. Former Vice President Joe Biden mentioned the change.
ISEA has done a great job on fighting back, and you shouldn't have to be in that position. You should have leaders at every level who will fight for you. And I promise you, look at my record, I promise you I will.
Former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg also mentioned unions during his remarks.
We got to make sure we're supporting the unions that stand up for teachers, but also for parents and for children.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren has said as president she would seek passage of a federal law that guarantees public workers can collectively bargain in every state. But Warren did not mention union organizing during her 15 minutes of speaking time. I'm O.K. Henderson.
And Bernie Sanders is seeking out first-time Iowa caucus participants where they live, work, and shop. Pete Buttigieg is signaling them to them through friends of supporters and closing the deal in big rallies. The strategies represent one of the most important pieces of winning a presidential Iowa campaign, and that is getting new people to participate. It always matters, but in a highly competitive Democratic presidential caucus campaign, expanding the electorate is vitally important for the pack of four candidates who are scrambling to break out in the coming 2 weeks. The candidate who turns out the most and the broadest array of first-time participants stands a very good chance of winning the caucus. Joe Biden has called for Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign to disown what he calls doctored video that some Sanders supporters say shows the former vice president endorsing Republican calls to cut Social Security and Medicare. Top Sanders aides have in recent weeks circulated video clips of Biden discussing Social Security and Medicare over the years. One of them shows him saying former Republican Speaker Paul Ryan was right when he said Republicans would have to consider entitlement spending after the GOP tax cuts. But the clip misses Biden's larger point, accusing the GOP of a cynical legislative strategy to force the issue. Biden told voters in Iowa that Sanders should disown the video, which he called doctored, and Sanders' campaign did not immediately respond. Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg says the Oval Office benefits from the perspective of a commander-in-chief who has served in the military in wartime. During an interview in Iowa Saturday, Buttigieg says his service gives him a special understanding of deployed men and women. He says it sets him apart not only from his top-tier rivals, but President Trump. Buttigieg says that perspective is needed, especially when we've got a president who thinks that strength is the same as the chest thumping of the loudmouth guy at the end of the bar. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.